Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Marcus Aurelius says, "The happiness of your life depends on the quality of your thoughts." Marcus Aurelius was a Roman emperor from 161 to 180 AD and a very prominent figure within the philosophy of Stoicism. At its core, Stoicism teaches us to distinguish between what we can and cannot control and encourages us to focus on what we can control, which is mainly our thoughts and actions, and accept what we cannot. This mindset shift is like putting on mental armor that shields us from negative thoughts and unnecessary worries. By directing our attention to our thoughts and actions, Stoicism empowers us to actively shape our responses to life's challenges. It encourages us to find solutions and opportunities for growth instead of getting overwhelmed by things beyond our control. Through Stoicism, we learn to view difficulties with a constructive mindset, turning adversity into a chance to learn, adapt, and emerge stronger. During his rule, Aurelius found the time to construct a series of autobiographical writings, now known as the Meditations. These meditations have become some of the most important texts within Stoic philosophy, and so in this video, we'll talk about how to think positively from the philosophy of Marcus Aurelius. Number 1. Realize the importance of thought. Aurelius says, "It's time you realize that you have something in you more powerful and miraculous than the things that affect you and make you dance like a puppet. Thinking is such a natural, expected, and constant activity that we often forget the power a thought can have. In other words, we take our thoughts for granted. Stoics, in contrast, place a lot of importance on the act of thinking, and even more importantly, being conscious of this act. According to Mr. Aurelius, your thoughts determine your life. Thoughts can paralyze and thoughts can inspire one to take action. Take, for example, fearful thoughts. Some people can get hung up on everything that could go wrong. This has an effect on their body. An increase in adrenaline, shaking, nervous breathing, as well as their actions. Most likely, these kinds of thoughts and bodily feelings encourage someone to refrain from taking action. But now, think of motivating thoughts, of someone who thinks of everything they could achieve if they take a certain action, who thinks of all that they have achieved in the past and of all their capabilities and possibilities. This person might not only take action, but also be motivated to work very hard on the actions they plan to take. These are two extremes with the very same basis: a thought. Those who never really consider what they're thinking often don't know what it is that's holding them back. To truly get to know yourself and reach your highest potential in life, it's crucial to pause and consider what thoughts you have. Stoics spend a lot of time examining what goes on in their head by way of meditation, reflection, or journaling. For example, a very well-known Stoic tradition is the evening reflection. Spend a fixed amount of time in the evening to contemplate what you've thought that day, what effect your thoughts had on you, and what kind of worldviews they represent. By doing so, you know exactly what kind of thoughts are helping you move forward in life and what kind of thoughts are holding you back. You can't change anything before you know what it is that needs to change, and thus examining your thoughts is the very first step to changing your life. Number 2. Learn to transform your thoughts. To quote Aurelius, "Here is a rule to remember in future when anything tempts you to feel bitter. Not this is misfortune, but to bear this worthily is good fortune. Our thoughts, especially the spontaneous ones, are loaded with value judgments and conclusions. We automatically judge anything we come across or think about. Is it fun, boring, beautiful, ugly, successful, a failure? Are we satisfied with our life or unsatisfied? Is our plan a good or bad idea? This way of thinking.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Might seem logical and helpful, but can in fact be very damaging. Oftentimes one thinks that their judgments are based on facts, but this is rarely true. You rarely have all the facts, and the way you assess those facts you do have is tainted by emotions and bias. Generally, your thoughts are not shaped by reality, but by your perception of it. And if you change your perception, and consequently your thoughts, you can truly change your life. As soon as you've judged something negatively, in other words, have a negative thought about something, it's hard to act despite that thought. For example, if halfway through the day you have a thought about this being an awful day, you quickly lose the motivation to make the day better. If you've deemed a person annoying, you won't try to build a relationship with them anymore. Moreover, you might even linger on these kinds of thoughts and have them become recurring complaints. But having an awful day might be a conclusion you draw after you have a bad interaction with your boss, which was, in reality, only a fraction of your whole day. And you could deem a person annoying after having met them twice and barely knowing anything about them. The conclusions you draw are too quick and not well considered. But they get stuck. And the worst, most harmful part of having those kinds of thoughts is the way they influence the actions you take. Not only do they prevent you from taking positive action, they can also cause you to take negative actions, such as complaining. Most people who complain go too far with it. They spend so much of their valuable energy on complaining that there's even less energy left to take positive action. Other examples of negative actions are actively avoiding people or situations. To stop sabotaging yourself in this way, you need to learn how to transform your thoughts. You might not be able to stop thinking negatively. After a talking to from your boss, "This is an awful day," is a thought that could just pop up in your head spontaneously. But you can undo this negative judgment. Frequent complainers have a habit of accepting a thought as true immediately after having it, and then engaging with its negativity even more as a result. But those with a positive mindset, those who take positive action, have cultivated a habit of challenging their thoughts. Challenging a thought can be done as a reflection. After having a thought, you could spend some time reflecting on it, whether that's immediately after or later in the day when you find a moment to yourself. During this reflection, you can ask yourself questions. Was my thought reasonable? Did I feel any strong emotions at the time that could have affected my judgment? Was my thought helpful? "This is an awful day" might not be a reasonable thought. Maybe your day went fine, except for 5 minutes. In that case, you might say, "This was a bad moment, but my day is still good." But maybe your day has been disappointment after disappointment. It is, reasonably considered, an awful day. Then you should ask yourself, what emotions influenced this thought? Maybe the disappointments would usually not get you down, but on this particular day, you're not feeling so great and you can't handle them as well. If that's the case, you might transform your thought into, "I'm a little sensitive today, so this isn't as bad as it feels. Soon I will feel fine again." And the final question is often the most transforming one. Was your thought helpful? Even if it is true that your day was reasonably, objectively bad, this is not a useful judgment. It's a paralyzing one. So, what would be a useful thought instead? I now have an opportunity to make this day or the next day better. Or, how can I prevent these things from happening again? Or, what can I learn from these negative circumstances? The answer to most of these questions leads to a certain positive action. A good way to practice your ability to reflect and transform your thoughts is the following exercise. For a day or two, try to interpret everything that happens to you as positive first. For example, if someone insults you, think to yourself, "Being insulted like this can make me a stronger, more confident, and unapologetic person." You're not always going to be successful in this, but that...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
That's fine. It's about building a habit. As long as you realize that transformation, not complaining, is the end goal, you'll find that you might be able to put positive thoughts into action. So resist the urge to complain and make it a habit to challenge and thus transform your thoughts. There's always something useful to be found in them. Marcus Aurelius called this turning the obstacle upside down. Number 3. Practice premeditatio malorum. Aurelius advises us, "When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly." Premeditatio malorum, translated as premeditation of evils or anticipation of adversity, is a Stoic exercise that involves thinking ahead and preparing for potential challenges. Marcus Aurelius, a practitioner of this exercise, deliberately considered possible setbacks each morning. While this might seem unusual, it became a powerful tool for fostering his positive thinking. Instead of being surprised by problems, he started each day knowing there might be difficulties, and by mentally preparing for such challenges, he was prepared to handle whatever came before him. He faced them calmly and flexibly, which not only helped him handle worries, but also made him stronger and more prepared for challenges. Stoicism's approach to this negative visualizing can be compared to a sturdy oak tree in a storm. Problems and challenges are like strong winds and rain, but Stoicism teaches us to stand strong and resilient instead of breaking easily. In our modern world, this means not letting tough times crush us completely. It's like checking the weather forecast for your life by imagining potential problems and preparing mentally, just like an oak tree strengthens its roots. This doesn't mean becoming pessimistic. Instead, it's about being realistic and ready. Imagine planning a big picnic with friends, and you're responsible for bringing the food. Applying stoicism in this situation means thinking about what could go wrong before the picnic day arrives. Considering possible challenges like the weather turning rainy or dietary restrictions is like packing an extra umbrella or planning a menu that accommodates everyone's needs. In the modern world, stoicism helps us become savvy event planners, ready for unexpected hiccups. When the actual picnic day comes, we're better prepared for surprises, like a sudden rain shower or last-minute dietary requests. Ultimately, stoicism encourages us to be like that resilient oak tree, standing tall in the face of life's storms. It promotes a mindset that embraces challenges with strength and adaptability, ensuring we're better prepared to weather the storms that life may bring. Number 4. Live in the present. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, Give yourself a gift, the present moment. Imagine having a thought or an idea that inspires you to take action. You know what you want to do, why you want to do it, how you want to do it, and have confident thoughts regarding this. You have everything you need, or so you think. But then you start considering the future. And suddenly, while considering the giant realm of possibilities that the future represents, you get anxious. Imagine you want to go back to college to retrain yourself for a different field of work. You have the inspiration and the confidence, but then comes the what ifs. What if I struggle to balance work, family, and studying? What if I'm not as successful in this new field as I hope to be? What if I regret leaving my current job to go back to college? What if I face health issues or other personal challenges during my studies? While engaging in negative visualization and preparing for potential challenges can be beneficial, consistently being anxious about the future and overly compensating is definitely not. Alternatively, you can get stuck in the past. Suddenly, you're thinking about the last time you went to college, how hard it was, and how you dropped out, and gradually, you feel your confidence vanish. The future and past are tricky subjects to think about. Of course, it's smart to plan for the future.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
And it's a good idea to consider the past to avoid making the same mistakes over and over again. But most people go too far with both of these practices. The past is over. And the future is absolutely unknowable. The future has infinite possibilities, and the effects of the past in the present is impossible to completely accurately determine. Thus, to have these two concepts significantly impact your present is a gamble at best and a complete disaster at worst. Just like value judgments and quick conclusions, your perception of the past and future are loaded with emotion and bias. Marcus Aurelius believed that those who live in the past or future by spending most of their time and energy thinking about that don't truly live at all. Holding on to the past will prevent you from growing and improving yourself and your life. Obsessing over the future can either scare you into passivity or encourage you to take all kinds of precautions and actions that, aside from not being guaranteed to work out, are at the expense of your current life. In other words, thoughts about the future or past can paralyze you, which renders you incapable of action or causes you to take suboptimal action. A good way to focus on the present is to question yourself, again by practicing reflection. How many times did you think about the past or future today? Were those times helpful, or did they increase your doubts, worries, or unhappiness? If so, how can you let go of them quicker next time? Another way to learn how to focus on the present is by meditation. Observe all your thoughts about the past and future as they come by, but then let them go. By learning how to focus on the present, you learn how to take action. Number 5. Practice gratitude. In our final quote from Marcus Aurelius for this video, he says, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." Even though Aurelius spent a lot of time dealing with battles and leading the Roman Empire, he really appreciated the simple fact of being alive. He found comfort in realizing how special each new day was. For him, each day is a gift not to be taken lightly. Waking up each morning felt like getting another opportunity, a continuation of life's journey, and a chance to face the challenges of the day. The emperor's appreciation for the morning was not merely a superficial acknowledgement of the rising sun, but a profound recognition of the resilience of life itself. It reflected his Stoic philosophy, emphasizing the acceptance of the present moment and an understanding that life unfolds in accordance with nature. Cultivating gratitude offers a powerful tool to reshape our thinking. By consciously practicing gratitude, we redirect our attention from what we lack to appreciating the abundance in our lives. This transformation goes beyond mere thankfulness. It deepens our awareness of the positive aspects within our daily experiences. For instance, when navigating a challenging work situation, deliberately expressing gratitude for the chance to learn and grow from the difficulty can change our perspective. When things don't go well, being thankful for what you've learned instead of focusing on mistakes can make you feel stronger and more positive. This practice urges us to recognize the fleeting nature of external events and find contentment in the present moment. A simple yet impactful practice is embracing the present moment and accepting it without unnecessary resistance. This involves acknowledging reality as it is, rather than how we wish it to be. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a plan, like doing well at school or work, but things don't always go exactly as you want. Instead of getting upset or frustrated when things don't go your way, Stoicism says it's better to accept what's happening right now, even if it's not what you expected. This doesn't mean you give up on your goals, but you stop wasting energy being mad about the things you can't change. The Stoic idea is to not just accept the present, but to actually like it and be okay with it. They call this amor fati, or loving your fate. So if you have a tough day at work or school, instead of wishing it was different, Stoicism suggests embracing it, finding something good in it, and using your energy to handle challenges in a positive way. This way, you can be more content and calm, focusing on what you can control and not letting things you can't bother you too much. Another simple yet impactful practice is keeping a gratitude journal. Each day, take a few moments to reflect on and write down 3 things you're grateful for. These can range from significant achievements to small everyday pleasures. By consistently engaging in this practice, you develop a habit of actively seeking and recognizing positive aspects in your life, focusing on the present and appreciating what you have. Another daily gratitude practice is expressing appreciation to others. Take the time to communicate your gratitude to friends, family, or colleagues. This not only strengthens your relationships, but also reinforces your ability to recognize the interconnectedness of individuals and the contributions they make to your life. Stoicism, with its emphasis on virtue and wisdom, aligns with the idea that genuine gratitude involves recognizing the interconnectedness of one's experiences and the contributions of others. So, by being grateful, you not only change how you think, but also see life as a shared journey where everyone contributes something valuable.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.